conversations with mama. Man, my life is a mess. Ain't been returning the text, so she can read in the press. She got Google alerts. I'm just going straight to the phone. She worried about me from home. You know, she leaves me alone. She said, I heard you back with you know who. I told her, girl, I'm always back with you know who. Yeah. And she like, cool, we kidding. You're 27, you're just being you. You're your father's child, man. Thank God you got some me in you. At least I always see it through. At least I'm always being true to what you taught me. Retired teacher, but your words still got me evolving. Never get sloppy drunk, the alcohol is problem solving. And look, I hate it when you hate on all my girlfriends and assistants. Always convinced that there's someone better. Like that girl from your gym who trains you. I know you want to pray to you. Told me she's free Thursday, and I'm sure that she's an angel, but she don't want this life. The timing ain't right. Maybe one day, but even one day with us is the time of a life. We do things that people pay to document. You got the sweetest heart, but I'm not here to give out compliments. It boosts nobody's confidence, mama. I got no friends in this, mama. I don't pretend with this, mama. I don't joke with this, mama. I put a knife out my back and I cut they throat with it, mama. I'm Game of Thrones with it, mama. I'm home alone with it, mama. I really hate using this tone with you, mama. I really hate getting aggressive on this phone with you, mama. I really hate wasting your time and checking phones with you, mama. It's just they cloning me, mama. The niggas wanna be mama. I'm the one they wanna be, mama. I can't be out here being vulnerable, mama. I mean, I kill them every time they do a song with me, mama. I sing the hooks, they sing along with me, mama. What more they want from me, mama? Yeah, this is a crazy life. But you and the six raised me right. Don't ever take advice, that was great advice. You and the six raised me right, that shit saved my life.
Young Money, Steez.
Yes, sir.
Yo, what up, world? Welcome. You are now here. You are now live. You are now rocking with Everything Arrogance Radio. What's happening, world? What up, world?
This
is live. I've been hearing some background, too, over the music.
Them live class sound real good.
We got to change it up one time for the quarantine. We are now live. We appreciate y'all for tapping in, always, the listeners, High 702.5. We are Everything Arrogance. I'm your host, E. I got my other host here, Pusha Steez. What up, Steez?
Yes, sir. What's up, world?
Man, we got a full house tonight. We're going to do, I know Mother's Day is this Sunday coming up. So, got a little Mother's Day special going on today. We are here with our Queen Mothers, as T'Challa say in Wakanda. Queen Mother. We have Mother Lomax, which is Jamal Lomax, our sponsor, one of our sponsors, our big brother, Sure Partner of the Battle. We have his mom here, too. Say what's up, mama.
Hi.
Hey, ooh, you put a mama voice on. Hey there.
Hi.
I also have my mom's in here, Miss Walton, Mom Duke. Say what's up, something to the world, mama.
Hello.
That ain't their real mama voice, y'all. They really mean. They over here faking for the, trying to show out. I told them to keep that same energy they had 5 minutes ago. Got a mic on, they scared though. But we appreciate y'all for being back with us, man. This quarantine situation we got going on. We actually, you know how we do it. We hopped in the virtual. The Sprinter van today? The virtual Sprinter and came across town in these quarantine streets to link up with some family. So have some Mother's Day conversation and talk about, celebrate the women around the world. Celebrate our mothers, all the beautiful women who got here doing it by themselves or with somebody, but y'all still holding it down. So all you ladies out there, listen up, please. Please listen up to what these women have to say because they're going to drop some gems on y'all. So get your pen and your pad out. You're recorded. Lolo said record it. So get your recorder right now. I like to record everything else, right? So keep this evidence. So
screenshot that, mother.
Screenshot that, bro. How was your day, man?
Oh man, I was good. I actually was at mom's house earlier on the east.
Shout out to mom. Shout out to Miss Piggy. How you doing, mama?
You know, every time you step foot over there, you got to work. So okay. I was over there writing all her Mother's Day cards out for her.
So
that was cool. Yeah.
She do it every year?
Yeah, she. I mean, you know, she just sent all her close friends, her sister, mama. She got. She sent everybody a little Mother's Day card.
Do they all do the
same? She needed one for.
Is that effort all return? Did she get something too from her folks, from her sisters and cousins and
all? I think my mom, like me, she don't really care. It's just she do it because that's what she want to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about getting it back. It's just I'd be doing the same thing. Lolo, you gonna get a Father's Day card? I ain't no daddy. You can't send me one back, but I got you. What?
You
know,
ain't gonna be no Father's Day cards going
nowhere. That just get no love. That just get no love. I'll get you a makeshift.
I got him one from the homie. Y'all ain't never seen this section that said from homie to homie.
From homie to homie, huh? From brother to brother. Got it all. So
yeah.
Before we get going, you know, some Mother's Day special, like I said, we're gonna chop it up. Shout out to Anchor for holding it down too, another platform. We got y'all. Oh, y'all got us as well. You host podcast. Y'all put us on. So we are live on Anchor as well. So Anchor, what up, though? Before we get going, I'm going to shout out the sponsor. We got one of our sponsors in here right now, Mr. Jamal Omax. What up, bro? Talk about what you do, bro. Talk about, you know, your business, your lifestyle, your career. Let the people know where to find you, all that good stuff, man. Live sponsor shout out right here. Who else doing that?
Jamal Omax with Assured Partners, specializing in all forms of commercial insurance, from construction, transportation, to wholesale, retail, transport. I'm out here saying transportation, huh?
It don't matter what you say.
Funeral home, employee benefits, auto dealers, you name it, we do it. That's not nothing that we can't cover. Life insurance, disability insurance. Ooh. You name it, we do it all. So if you're a startup, or rather you've been in business for five centuries or whatever it may be, you know, we're here to take care of your business and help you get that peace of mind and know that your business is insured.
We're closing deals.
Yes, hey, closing deals. Real estate, you name it, we do it.
Where can they find you? What's the website? Instagram?
AssuredPartners.com. Look me up. I'm the local representative.
Fans only.
No.
Check out Jamal's fans only page.
You can find me on Instagram at LomaxJamalRashad for any business inquiries. If you just need some motivation for your fitness, I'm up on there every day too. So that's pretty much a part of my lifestyle and what I do. And I'm happy to be a part of this movement here with
everybody. Any other future endeavors you got going on, brother?
You know, I'm working on a few things, you know, so it's something that I'm interested in from also a fitness and a clothing standpoint. So more to come on that in the near future, though.
Arrogance team is deep, y'all. We got everything. We got arrogance mamas, arrogant daddies. Yeah, arrogant daddies. He's an arrogant daddy. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Jamal. So y'all check that out. Jamal Lomax of Shared Partners of Nevada. One shout out. You know how we do it every week. Shared Perfection Barbershop, aka Universal Fade Kings, located 3242 East Desert Road. I know y'all been patiently waiting for the last month, but we are officially low-key open.
Saturday.
Sister, like I said,
midnight,
we were able to open, you know, start doing our thing, depending on, Midnight Madness, our regulations and all that. But we might not officially open until Tuesday. People officially open on Tuesday. Appointments only, no exceptions. I don't care what you say, what your mama say. You can wait outside in that heat, but if you ain't got no appointment, you ain't coming home. I love you, but you ain't coming in there, so.
And leave
your kids at home. Appointments
are
sick. Any kids stay at home because Universal Fade Kings and Barbara E. I accept you. So just to let you know, people, you ain't getting in, brother.
So pretty much. So if you got an appointment, you come in there by yourself. Like you can't nobody come wait with you.
No, we got to make our own kind of rules, our own kind of regulations and precautions.
Oh, okay. So,
but it's going to be like that, appointments only, which is going to help us out, man, because people...
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of folks who want haircuts but don't show no love. So you can wait back like Rosa Parks. But... like
what do you mean, bro?
And them folks be mean. They mean too, bro. Man, I'm telling you, these folks ignorant about these haircuts, bro. For real.
Hey, you remember when I said I can get the first appointment, right?
Yeah, I got you. Your first appointment. Right.
I say you remember. Already.
Hey, dude,
right, I know after this, they about to be hitting you.
Oh, me. Hey, this man said, I made an appointment for Saturday at 2 o'clock because Sister Lock said, well, you better take your out to Supercuts. But yeah, that's it. And one more. I got to do one more, Steve, before we get rolling, brother. One more, man. My bros, our other brother, our other arrogant brother. Shout out to Big X, man. He's over here doing his thing, man, with his Cabinet Wizard Restoration. So check him out. Him and Mr. Mr. Draker. But I appreciate you for putting my brother on and showing him something new, man. And cabinet wizards, man. They're carpenters. You know what that means. Read the Bible, baby. He's a carpenter, so do your thing. So shout out to Cabinet Wizards. So check him out. Kitchen cabinets, laundry cabinets, the bathroom cabinets, any cabinets. They restore them and they paint them. They're dope for sure. So check him out. www.cabinetwizardrestorations.com. Also on facebook.com/cabinetwizardsrestore. So check him out, though. Shout out to you and all the arrogant homies and everybody out there. Proper Barbershop Tizzle with a Proper Cuts, San Jose, Antown. I don't know who else out there. New Life Kicks. Y'all, we love y'all. That is, right? That's it.
You straight, bro.
I ain't paying attention.
Cool.
No, I'm fucking with you. You good? I'm sorry. You good, though, right? Y'all good?
Yeah.
I got the shit. Shout out. Any shout outs, bro? Anybody else? Did I miss anybody?
Nope. Let's get into this Mother's Day, though. This
Mother's Day special. So, today's topic is cater to the mothers. I kind of put this together in a sense that we put this together so you can hear from some of the mothers who've been doing this for years, who've been raising young men, young brown men, young black men, young women, whatever it may be, but they're raising children. They're working mothers, working hard. So I want to let them be able to sit here and express themselves, open their hearts, teach y'all some game a little bit, throw y'all some game. Give y'all an idea of who we are as men. Like, this is where we come from. This is our mother. This is why we act the way we act. Because we were raised right. And we got respect for some of y'all women. But all y'all women. I'm just playing. I'm just giving up the crowd, getting everybody hot. You know I love y'all. I respect all y'all.
First of all, we want to tell you, we have raised kids. We're not raising kids anymore. Right. We have grown.
They raised us. We all grown.
We are so proud of y'all. I'm quite sure Miss Lomax is so proud of Jamal and her too. Five of y'all, and I'm just so proud and grateful to be y'all's mom. You guys are awesome. You guys are. I'm so proud. I just want y'all to know that. Glad to be your mother.
Yes. Growth and the friendship from elementary school up until adulthood. You know, y'all good. I must say, it's so many other things that the community could have fed you guys, but with our help, we tried to keep y'all on the right path and in the right direction, and y'all doing a damn thing, and I'm proud of you guys as well.
We appreciate that. Y'all hear it. I hear that. Y'all
together. Yeah.
20, 25 years friendship. Yeah,
probably longer than that. Somewhere around there. Yeah. Too, Steve's boy.
All y'all, I'm proud of
and
you.
It's crazy how the circle is. You know what I'm saying? The circle is small.
All your friends, I've never been just.
I think Steve's and Jamal connected before me and Jamal connected.
I know. Small world.
That's how life works.
He's lowered up all the mind.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to know all you young men to grow up together and just hang out together. And I never was worried about
it. Yeah, didn't stress us out too
much.
Yeah,
I never was, never could say I was worried about it. If he ever came to say he was going out with Jamal or Jeremy, I'm like, okay, I'm cool. I'm not worried because I know they had your back. When you go out of town with Jamal, I'm like, okay, I'm cool because I know he got your back.
All right.
Always be comfortable with that. So. That's a blessing for a mother to know her child can go out there in the street and not, you know, have nobody behind them.
To do the wrong things. Yes.
That's the first lady. Y'all listening, right? We're great. Rick, you got three. You feel me?
Yeah, they all right.
But first question, though, I'm going to hop into the first question season. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead. But, you know, you guys mentioned not having to worry about us. When we left the house, we were together, we were safe and all that. But this little situation right now with Ahmad Arbery? I don't want to pronounce his name wrong, but rest in peace, sir. That was horrible. But in a situation like that, was that something as a mother? You know, raising young black men, young brown men, was that something that you guys ever feared when we left the house, though?
You always think about it. Especially when Jamal went to college. Not to cut you off,
but both of our parents are from the South. They got ties from the South, so that route goes a long way. So that goes a long way. So with that being said, you know, I'm sorry. Your thing.
Sending him away to Bismarck, North Dakota, where the population of blacks are probably maybe
0.5%.
That much. And, you know, as a young black man, the perception of a black man, you know, it was more eerie to me than anything, because they always perceive a black man as he's a thug or he's this or he's that. And I've always told him, you know, work for what you want. Don't let nobody intimidate you to be afraid that you can't get it. You could get an education. You want to get a mansion or whatever you want. Go get it. You know, you don't have to worry, because as a black man, they say you can't get it, because statistically, they want to put you guys in a certain category. No, not at all. Being from the South, actually being from New Orleans, where we grew up predominantly black, you know, where we didn't have mixed schools like on the West Coast,
Yeah, I remember Jamal telling me that was the first time I've ever seen like a mixed girl, you know what I'm saying? Like Mexican, you know, Hispanic folks.
Crazy. I mean, we had, but we didn't have, you know, I went to mixed schools, but right. Jamal didn't,
right.
You know, so the public school system, the Catholic school system, they all were predominantly black. So New Orleans, we have our own culture, you know, and I'm sorry, but Caucasian white folks just didn't blend in too well, because it's just the segregation that went right. on from the South. You could go from one part of town to the another part, just from uptown to downtown. And you got black folks that didn't even like each other because the color of their skin.
So what part of New Orleans were you from? Are you from
Uptown?
You're coming from Uptown. Uptown. So describe Uptown.
Uptown culture.
Uptown.
Uptown. We was just laid back.
Right.
Laid back. Very, very family. Yeah, we grew up in a project.
Right.
But it was all big family.
What was the name of the projects?
The Magnolia Project.
Magnolia Project.
Man, oh. Some of y'all might know what that is from somebody y'all might know.
We know Magnolia from listening to like Lil Wayne and all that. That's why we know. So we don't know about Jamal, you know? So you've heard that.
So Magnolia Housing Project, that's my mom, grandmother, they
shout
all
out to the Magnolia.
Was born and raised. I don't know the ward, but it's Uptown.
Jamal, what's the ward, Jamal? I know you know. Third Ward, Uptown, Magnolia Project, because that boy been saying this since I met him. I'm from Third Ward, Magnolia Project, Uptown, you hear me? I'm like,
and, you know, even though we lived in a project, we was moving your project folks. You know, we went to private schools. We had the best of everything. We was poor and we didn't even know we were poor. So it was a blessing. You know, I come from a big family. My grandmother was 7 of her kids. She had 22 grandkids. Mm. And we all was, that's just first cousins, and we all was close. Mm. You know, and as when I had kids, the drug thing came along.
Right.
So it's like, it's time to get out of here, because the killing got really, really bad. So I moved my kids out west, and
was that during that time when like New Orleans was one of the top like murder capitals?
I know
it was some years where they was like up there.
Yeah, it was actually a little before that, because this is like, it was like the first era. We came out here in 97.
Oh, okay.
Jamal was born 88. So everything was just, the drug game was just kicking. And it became kind of popular. So then the jacking and the robbing and the murder. And then the cocaine. So when the cocaine, that was like the killer of everything. You know, it was a whole nother level. You know, and growing up, you know, in the projects, you see, you know who was a junkie. You know who wasn't. But it was still family.
With that kind of like, in a way, show you what you didn't want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get away from it. I want my kids. I don't want to be even exposed to all this.
And I was considering moving across the lake, which was Slidell.
Slidell,
which is
okay.
Like 15, 20 minutes away.
That ain't far enough. But that also shows where Jamal's mental strength and ability to go out somewhere where he only part of a 5% tile and still hold his head up high and still go out there and prove his worth, because you gave him that opportunity. All our mamas gave us the opportunity to go out and have something better. Like, to move away from that. Like, that take a strong mind, a strong woman to say, you know what? I see what's going on around me. So ain't no need to try to move across the lake where it's still closed. I'm about to move across the country where he can have something totally different. Yeah, that's dope though.
And it was hard.
That's dope.
It was rough. It was, you know, because coming from a big family to come to Vegas, I only had my sister and brother here. My kids missed all their cousins, their grandparents, you know, but, you know, I stayed and made the sacrifice for them. And I thank God I was able to do so. You know, because as a parent, you always want better for your kids, no matter what. You want to push them to be better than you were, and you're going to support them.
What about you, Mom? What about your background? Let the folks know, you know, your background from where you were born and raised to how you came out west to...
Pretty much from Arkansas, a little country girl in a real small town in Arkansas, so...
Country.
When I went to Memphis, it was uptown.
So Memphis was your uptown.
We went to Memphis, it was
so
uptown.
So you're originally from the country, like.
And I'm glad I moved away. I'm glad
Don't worry about the dog, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Kids away, because it did make for a better life. You want better for your kids. You want them to do better and be in a different environment. And I think by me moving away and coming here, it made a big difference. I kind of almost hate to think of how y'all would turn out if you had stayed.
I'm glad you did. I love the song.
Yeah. Miss Shonda and Miss Yolanda, I thank y'all for two of my best friends. Thank y'all for moving this way.
Thank y'all, bro.
Open, and when you see better, you know, you learn better, you do better. And I think that's what moving away from there made a difference in our lives.
So were you ever like afraid to leave? Did doubts ever cross your mind about leaving?
Well, when I first decided to leave, because I was leaving my mama. That was the biggest thing. My family, that's the biggest thing when you leave your family. But I made a new life. And like I say, I don't regret it. No regrets at all. But it was hard leaving somewhere you was raised up at, your family. That was the biggest thing. It was nothing else there for me but family. So, and then I had my kids, so they was with me. So it was okay. I cried every day for a year when I left my mom.
Holidays are the worst.
Yeah.
Every day. And back then, long distance wasn't free.
No.
You had to pay for long distance. Oh, okay. So I had a whole bunch of $200, $250 phone bills every month, because I would call and talk to her. So
it was different.
It was different. But I'm glad I did. I think it was a better choice for me.
That's good. See your folks originally from the South, right? Mom's from her folks.
Yeah. My mom was the first child born in on the West Coast.
Okay.
Before they moved, but the rest of her family from Mississippi. So yeah.
Mississippi.
Yeah, my mom and my grandfather is from Mississippi, yeah.
What part of Mississippi?
Laurel, Mississippi.
Oh, Laurel. Yeah, I know Laurel.
Yeah. Biloxi, yeah. Yeah. So see, for me, I like once my mom her generation was born here. So all my cousins and family that's in the South, that's, we didn't ever get to go. We didn't ever, like, go see them or visit them.
Experience that Southern reunion, huh?
Yeah, I have never. And the one time that our family, the one family reunion we ever had through in my family, I was in college. So I couldn't come back for it. Yep, that was the only time. But I'm grown now, so I'm going to go find some people.
Yeah.
For real, though.
Now, as big as social network is, man, it's there. You can find anybody.
Yeah, it's easy.
But, you know, we got to take that trip. I'm down. I'll roll with you.
It's nothing like
For real.
Seeing it for yourself. I mean, the whole culture thing is different.
Yeah, and one thing I like, you can't fight my mom, because she was born on, she was the West Coast baby. You know what I'm saying? Like her two or three older siblings and mom and dad was always in Mississippi. They even went back when they was younger, she used to say. But when she got to like teenage age where she didn't have to go, she didn't go back no more. So then she had kids and she didn't take us back because she probably didn't really care for it too much. But yeah, there's times that I do wish, like shit, I wish I would have just to grow up over there, you know what I'm saying? Every summer or so, that would have been super cool.
I used to love that, bro. I used to love it because we went back every year for a reunion to Memphis, Arkansas. And I used to love I used to love being out there. I've never felt like uncomfortable being out there in that dirt, getting ate by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Because I felt like it was in me. I'm already a country.
You're right, boy,
but I got that country, that southern in my heart. Like, shoot, I got grains, cornbread. That's no pig feed, though, but my white rice with sugar on it. Sugar on my grits. I still wear white socks. Ooh. Got my white socks with my white socks with my black shoes on. You feel me? That's some real southern country.
Yeah. I don't know if it's country, but I know your mom put me on the that sticky rice, boy. Hey, I had never had it. I was like, well, I got dessert with my food at the same time.
You know, back in the day, back in the slavery, they had to make do with what they had.
I had never knew nothing about the sticky rice. I was so excited.
My mama said she picked cotton before.
Have you ever picked cotton before?
That's crazy. I actually talked to my pops today about that. How
all day.
13 bucks.
It was the closest I came to. 13 bucks.
And that lets you know that we ain't that far removed from that type of stuff. Like, we ain't that far from moon, so if you want to know some history, it's probably right in front of you.
It made a real woman out of me.
Right. Oh, solid one, too.
That's perfect you said that. So speaking, we're going to jump right into, you know, another question.
I'm on my radio show.
Said being a real woman and a real mother. So you know, both of y'all kind of speak on the dynamics of being a woman, a mother, or even, you know, like raising a young man, a young brown man, a young black man, even raising girls, but the dynamics of the nurturing, you know, the women have that natural nurture in them. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd have met some women in my life, I feel like, I don't think you could be no good mother, girl.
It's a lot of sacrifices.
Right.
It's a lot of sacrifices. As a parent, a mother, you know, especially when you become a parent, sometimes you put yourself on the back burner.
Right. Always.
Mm. And
sacrifice
the well-being of your kids. And I'm not saying you lose yourself, but you can. It's very easy to lose yourself because you're so into making sure your kids are good till you forget about self.
Right.
You know, but it's just who we are.
Right.
It's all about the kids. Yeah. It is. I always say, I didn't even have a coat to my damn kids. Yeah. Got grown because it was all about the kids. It was like what they needed and what they had. And I was a stay-at-home mom for the first five till you guys got about five or six. So it was a lot I did without the sacrifice just so y'all could have what y'all needed. I mean, to go to school and do what y'all need to get y'all sports and get y'all into classes to do things so I could, you know, you can learn what you like and what you didn't like. So it's always a sacrifice being a good mother.
So what is a good mother?
What is a good mother?
I done seen some other, I done met women who have kids. I'm like, I don't think you know, good mother. Not to knock her, but she does. But I'm like, I think you might have lacked. Maybe your mom might not have really taught you something. You know, I think it's a line mother, that comes down, right?
A good mother sacrifices a lot. Yeah. I think that pretty much makes sacrifice and willing to do without and a lot of things you want to do. You want to go, you know, as a young woman, I want to go out and party and have a good time. But, you know, when you have kids, you can't do that.
You got to put that on the background. I came here by myself with my kids. So I was a single mother working two jobs, raising two kids, you know. And because I put that foundation in them, I was able to leave them inside. Don't call the popos because they're old now. I was able to leave them inside to when I went to work. Work graveyard.
Got your limitations.
And I work graveyard just so I could get them to their football practice and PTAs or whatever in the daytime. Yeah. And I go to work at night. So when they came home from school, I was there.
Right.
You know, they ate. We didn't do all that fast food stuff. That was occasionally. But we cooked. We ate food.
Like I said before, that's why I've been knowing Jamal since probably fifth grade, you know, something like that around that time. But you might have really started sleepovers like 6th, 7th grade, maybe. But I've noticed as a young man how grown he was, you know? Mm-hmm. Like how his demeanor, even holding the house down. You allowed me to come over there and spend the night while, you know, when you went to work, whatever. We were old enough to be at home though, but still to see how he held it down though. Like he taught me a lot. Like I seen the man cook a whole meal. Like my mom, my folks cook, so I never had to really cook. I know how to cook, but that wasn't a priority. But to see this, my man right here at a young age, young teenager, preteen in here making a whole meal. When I say your daddy making cornbread and pasta, like that is amazing. It ain't never left him. He still, I love that dude.
Yeah, and being a single parent, you know, one thing I can say, I always feared if anything would happen to me, my kids have to go live with someone.
Right.
I didn't want them to be a burden to someone. Right. I wanted them to have their independence where they can fend for themselves. Mm. You know, that was my main concern. Just Jamal, like I was telling you earlier, Jamal was ironing since he was in first grade.
Right.
I put his breakfast in the refrigerator. He ate ramen and he's on his way. You know.
And you want to teach them because you want them to be the best that they can be. You don't know what they're going to do.
No woman
wants
no lazy ass man.
And you don't and you don't know how long you're going to be here to help them or guide them. So you have to prepare them at a young age to go. I wasn't a single mom. I was blessed to have your dad there to help raise you guys. But you know, still as a woman going to, you know, doing what I have to do, you know, cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids. It's just something women do. And when you mention the nurturing part, I think that a lot of that comes in with, because a woman's going to nurture. Most of the time, a woman's going to nurture. But I think that's most of the time coming when you have a mother and a father, because the father's not going to nurture you. He's going to be hard and he's going to, you know, lay down the rules and all that kind of stuff. But a mother comes in, her job is to like maybe soften it up and tone it up a little bit. So I think, and like, I'm so proud of her because she did raise two great boys by herself, but I didn't see her in action. She didn't take no shit.
Take none.
She was like, my mom was a single mom. She raised us, she didn't play. You took your ass out the house after she told you to come in after school. The neighbor would tell it, and you would get your ass whooped. She
and the neighbor was allowed to whip your ass.
Right.
And your mama whipped your ass when she got home.
Right.
But now, you know, they can't do that because
you can't even say nothing to
everything a parent, a child say is true, and it's not, that's not the case. Right. They still a child.
What about raising multiple kids? Like, you know, you had two. Steve, your mom had three. My mom had five, but with your mom, she's like, she had three. Like, how do you think, I know you've seen it, how do you think that was, though? Raising three kids, different personalities, bro. She had to talk to y'all different, handling each one of y'all different.
Of course, every kid
and every
got
kid
different
has
personality.
A different personality.
So you can imagine when you got 3, 4, 5, just imagine people with 10 kids.
Yeah.
You got to adjust your way you handle each one of them kids. Because, you know, one might be a little more sensitive because I couldn't go at Nene. She would always, them big eyes, and she would just cry.
And it's not favoritism, because people have a tendency to say, oh, you favor one. No, you have different, each kid have a different personality.
Exactly.
So you have a different relationship with them. Some kids, one of them kids might be open with you. The other one want to hide everything.
Secrets, yep.
And so,
did you feel that in your family, Steve? Between you and your brother and your sister, you ever felt that kind of like, your mama favoritism him, or you let Yvonne do this a little more, and you know what I'm saying? How'd you feel about that, though? I know, how'd your mom hold it? I know how she did. How do you think she did, bruh? See.
Losing?
I don't know what happened. But it's all
good. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what happened?
My bad. I didn't even know. my phone was on mute. No, it's the same thing, bro. Like they said, every child is a little different. So like for me, I was the middle child. So I kind of knew how to act. Like I knew from my younger sister being bad and she'd get a whooping. So I knew exactly what not to do. Or my brother asked him. And since he got a no before me, I already knew, like, I don't even need to go do that. So I always had something to like go off of. But like in the same sense, like I never had a curfew either. Like my mom she ain't never been that like super strict, like, you know what I'm saying, checking in on me or you got to be here or worried about me type of mom, because she knew I always kind of knew better. I always had that like older mentality where she could just be like, all right, I'm gonna come home, the stuff better be done, make sure your sister do it, and that's all she had to say. And I don't know if it was, just out of fear or if it was out of just, yeah, for real. And I kind of learned at an early age, because my mom was a single mom, that if you just do what they say the first time, then you go. Yeah. Like I had one of my siblings, like my mom had to tell her like 15 times.
Say that one more time.
Like, so sometimes I just learn from like seeing my brother or seeing my sister. So I'd be like, all right, I know, just once you say how the house, I don't care what y'all do, but when I get home at 5:30, every chore need to be done and it need to be done right. I just was like, all right, cool, let me just do it. So when I get home, I don't got to get beat like my sister did yesterday. It worked out right. And Yolanda said, they raise us like that because don't no woman want no dirty man, no lazy man. So, and I always, honestly, I let a woman know real quick, like, you ain't gonna meet no too many men like me. You ain't gotta do much for me. I'm pretty much self-service. So, just say thank you to my mom when you see her. For real. I don't mind cooking, I don't mind cleaning, I don't mind doing, because that's just how I was raised. My mom was always like, you don't walk past something on the floor, just pick it up. Like, why would you walk past it? Or if it's dishes, just wash them. Why let 50 dishes, or why wait on somebody, or wait on your wife to go do the dishes when you got two hands and two feet and you can just clean them for her, or clean them for everybody, shit. So that's just, you know, my mama, like, she like everything clean. So it wasn't like you do chores at a certain time. It was chores all day. If you was in the house, you was cleaning something.
It's always something to do.
Yeah, always something to do.
Unless you at work. I hate when they tell me that shit at work. You could be doing something, man. I ain't at home.
Yeah,
at home.
But with us raising the boys we have, a man that loves his mama, you better stick with him.
Yeah. I tell him,
first of all,
say
you know
one more
what
time,
it,
mama, please.
A man that loves his mama.
Ooh, listen, ladies.
You better stick with him.
I love my mama.
Because first and foremost, he got a lot of respect for a woman.
Yeah. I tell my daughters that. I tell them that all the time. Don't get involved with a man if you don't have a relationship with his mother. He's not going to be a good boyfriend. Because if you don't like your mom, you're not going to get along with no woman.
If you can't have mama issues.
Thank you. He probably gonna hit you upside your head and a whole bunch of other things. Yeah.
Y'all heard that, ladies, right? If he ain't got love for his mama or a relationship with his mother, he ain't gonna be no good for you. Leave him. Get out.
But
quit. You can play up in there a little bit, but just don't stay.
Right, yeah, you can go play house a little bit, but don't stay house.
Why waste time?
Yeah, you're right. Don't waste that energy, right?
When y'all was growing up, I remember, because J. Jamal, you and Jamal just was like brothers. So it was a very few people that my kids could hang out and stay all night over their house. Yolanda was one. She's RJ. You could go to RJ's house because I had to know the parent. I had to know the parent before they could go hang out and stay all night. So, y'all boys, y'all been friends for so long. Y'all just brothers to me. Y'all just like my other kids. So, you know, knowing y'all mom and what y'all did and been through, and I can't say I've ever heard anything bad about any of y'all. I know Evan been keeping it hush hush.
That's how I know.
That's a lot.
That's how I know Snoop.
Y'all told us to keep it in it. Hey, mind your business. Mind your business.
All you guys like to have sons, because you have always shown me respect, so I can't help but respect all you guys. I respect all you guys.
Another question for you. One more question for you. With that being said, though, what should we, you know, as young men, as your sons, and one day we'll grow up to have wives, and we'll grow up to have daughters, and, you know, be a husband one day. What should we expect, or what should we demand from our woman? Now, that demand a bad word, or
demand is you don't demand nothing from those, because she's not your property. She's your partner.
Right.
Yeah,
ladies.
I have
expectations of my wife or my future wife or the mother of my children.
But you want to be with someone that she's your friend first and foremost. Don't get caught up on the outside.
Right.
You know, that exterior thing. You want to look within, and I know they say, oh, it's a cliche. I want to see your heart. Yeah, you want to see their heart. You want to see how they live. Because them have, excuse me, ladies. They come out there with this hair, this eyebrows, and the dresses, like they own a market for sale.
Yeah. Right.
And they take all that shit off.
You got to see
that. You got the true you.
Yep.
Stuck in the basement, sitting on a tricycle, girl, getting all my
makeup and short mini dresses.
Yeah.
You got to see
that. You
got to
make sure they clean. Because they could look clean, but you got to make sure they're clean. You make sure they have class about themselves. Because when y'all bring them home to meet us, we will critique them.
Hey, for real, on top. Hey, I know that. Hey, that's the test right there.
The first sign right there.
Right there. Hey, I even, you know how close we is? I even take some to Evan's house first just to get that first one out the way. Like, all right, because I know it.
Bring it around first. Yeah.
I know.
Hey, but you know what mom said about if you spend the night? Say it one more time, mama.
I said if you spend the night with her at her house or your house, whatever, she don't get up and make breakfast for you. That's the first time she ain't about shit. That's the first time.
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah, it's a lot of
pressure. A real one.
Yeah, it's a lot of
some biscuits because she trying them. She don't. She
yo,
girl, you get some biscuits. You gonna have around
that
two
one
in
right there is trying to trap you. She trying to hold on to. She's trying to show you. The
can
pills.
They? Hey, can they? So can they at least be the Pillsbury biscuits that you ain't even got whip out? You just pull out.
We'll
long as it's biscuit.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, for sure.
Maybe no breakfast. I mean, no biscuits.
Hey, not no biscuits.
I've had breakfast, bro, but no biscuits.
Hey, and that's why we where we at today.
Right.
Still. So if y'all out there listening, I hope y'all taking some notes. You better try some shit.
But the lust
is
a temporary thing.
And the older I get, I'm seeing that though. And to be honest, you know, the older I get, the more it's like I'm wasting my energy with you. You know, so I'm wasting all the. I'm cold. I mean, you're gonna get some cold for me, but I'm wasting that energy. Giving you some of your.
And even with the sex thing, okay, yeah. And I'm a woman saying, you know, y'all.
Mama
say,
always
oh,
been open to honest.
At the end of the day, it's always going to be the same, you know, but it just depends, you know, that person you're with, you know, you could be with somebody that you just bonded with and every experience going to be different, you know, but if you go to this one or that one or that one, you need to check yourself because if you don't have your shit together, how you looking for somebody else to have their shit together?
They chicks that got shit to lose?
You know, so don't always do the lust thing. You know, evaluate yourself first And then you can see your
spouse. Evaluate yourself first, fellas.
You know. And it's not all about the glitz and the glamour. You know, you want somebody, and like, it's a partnership.
Right.
So y'all have to work together. This shit ain't easy out here. I mean, as we see, money ain't flowing right now. Everybody's, I mean,
this
virus has shut everything down.
So I've been hearing that, like, divorce rates been going up. And I was on the show. I was on the show a couple days ago where that came up. And I was like confused because I feel like I'm an old school thinker, like about love and about like that connection and about marriage. Mm-hmm. So I felt like if how you getting divorced at a time like this, like if your relationship is that rugged or that raw that y'all can't even be around each other at a time like this, y'all shouldn't have never been with each other before this started.
So a situation like this brought the truth out of your relationship.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's
it probably was good when it started. But now everybody had something else to occupy their time. Whether it's going to the casino, staying Instagram, at work, Instagram, Facebook. You know, everybody had an outlet, so they don't have that outlet no more. So now they're at home dealing with the husband, the wife, the kids, and that shit is getting on their nerves.
It's
going
to be a right.
Yeah. And it's like a job. It show you that your relationship didn't have nothing connected in the first place. Like, y'all pretty much had like a little drive-by. Because if all that can keep something together, and you ain't paying attention enough to care about it, or you know what I'm saying, or to drop it, and then now everything shut down, and it's like, damn, I ain't got that outlet no more. So now my wife, I don't got no connection to her. Well, like, I'm over here feeling weird. Like, shit.
Well, hopefully
she used to cook biscuits. Now who's she cooking biscuits for?
Well, now she got to cook biscuits for you, because shit, I want to suck with you. I can't go cook biscuit for Jody.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you say, when you start putting garlic on your biscuit.
But, you know, they're saying a lot of people are staying in relationships now just for ulterior motives.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay each other out or wait for the kids grown. If you got to be in something like that, man, it's time to walk.
Yes,
I'm not
staying exactly.
To make nobody happy. The kids will be all right. We'll be all right. Just, you know, because, like you said, Evan, wasted time.
Right.
You know, I don't want to waste your time. Don't waste my time. If we're not feeling each other, we could be married 50 years. People do have a tendency to grow apart.
Right.
And it's, you know, when we were kids, I got married when I was young. I know you got married when you was young. And, you know, you still trying to find yourself. And your spouse could be not growing and you are growing. Mm. And that's when you guys grow apart. He have different goals. You have different goals. Y'all not equally meeting up and having disagreements. Peace.
I heard.
Stay there for the kids. They're going to be all right.
Don't say for the kids.
Right, exactly. And I think going back to what you said earlier, Yolanda, like, it's very important to have a partnership before you have some it got to be a partnership because, like, we all grew up in single family homes. Like, if it was a real partnership, or the fact that we can look at it from how we was raised and see how important it is to have that partnership, that friendship with the person that you have a kid with. Because even if it don't work out romantically, that partnership and that friendship will keep your kid with two parents.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that was a benefit for me also to grow up how I did. And see such a strong woman or strong women around me to make me see that, like, it ain't just about, you can go out and have a million kids, and if you do, you still got the opportunity to have a good daddy. But the person you had that kid with can change all of that. So you need to have, it need to be more of a partnership, like, and growing up, me maturing and having that mindset, I think, like, even now, like, I feel like, all right, if I'm going to have sex with somebody, like, I got to think about it more. Like, is this somebody that's going to, if I decide to try to be a good daddy and have a kid, but I don't want to be with her, she going to make my life a living hell.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's, and for baby mamas, since, And for baby mamas, if y'all out there listening, stop giving these men a hard time. If you got somebody that want to be a daddy to their child, let him be a daddy. You ain't got to love that nigga no more. Just let him love his kid and like him for that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm saying it nicely.
I hate to see women
do
that. And don't you can't see your baby. Hell, why not? Sit over there for the whole weekend.
Yeah, goodbye. Yeah,
right.
And women, and then you have all your boy. If you want to be a little hooch on the side, and I'm saying it nicely, you know, you could be a whore outside, but don't bring around your kids. You know?
Right.
Respect your boys. Because you want your sons or your daughters to even respect you. You want them to emulate you, but not what you do. Your kids don't have to know what to do all the time.
They don't got no name.
So do you think as
that's
as,
a new that's a new modern age.
Right.
People smoking, don't.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that. The new age mamas.
Kids didn't know what their parents was doing. Yeah. Right. Parents did stuff, but they
it was
the
hit.
Kids didn't know. Right. Now people don't hide nothing from their kids. They letting them see everything they do. Kids
and
know
everything.
And it's just, yeah, they're not respecting their parents because of that.
Respect. Respect your parents, ladies. Teach your
and
kids
parents
something.
Respect your kids, respect you know?
Yeah. And you get it back. Respect anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah, people
respect.
Won't respect you. Respect is earned. Respect is nothing that you just, somebody
give
just
away.
Go, you, yeah, you got to be around a person and know them. Get to know
take
them.
The time,
you can
take the time to figure
them.
Out to know them, for
yeah,
sure.
Before you can respect them, and do they respect you?
Because I know me personally, I've been able, I was fortunate enough not to toot my own horn, but I've been fortunate enough to been able to experience women as a young, not women, but you know, to girls liking you and all that extra stuff early. So, and the respect I have for my mother and my sister, and like I say, Miss Yolanda, and you know, your mom, Steve, who have showed us the way over the years to know what you should expect from a woman. Not saying that I want my wife to be my mother or be like my mama, but shit, you gotta have some of them traits. Them, you know, the nurturing, what I'm saying? The nurturing and the supportive, you know, being supportive and all that good stuff. Like, that's part of it. I don't know no other way. Exactly.
For real. Because our mama's been our, we've been athletes. So our mama, we know who the number one fan is. So we know if you don't fit in, my bad. Sorry about that B word. But if you don't even try to fit in, you got to just get on the band. You got to be just as big of a fan as her, because we already know our mama's going to be screaming. Yeah, so if you get your feelings hurt, you might as well just go, because it ain't going nowhere. They here to stay.
Tell my sons, oh, you mama's boys. Just say, for instance, that your mama was a single mom, I'm a single mom. So, and even your boys might come and talk to you. So, if my thing is, if a son come and talk to their mother about a female, what better person to tell them about a female than another female, one that
knows
another female.
Right.
So they're not mama's boys. You know, we didn't raise them to be, sorry, but they off our titties now.
Yeah, but they just,
you know,
want their mama, they want that advice. Yeah, want that advice. And if you got a mama that you know going to be fair and give you good advice, you know, you might find something, mama. I don't need that bitch alone. But if you know, your mom is going to give you some good advice and honest advice. You got to listen to her. Because she's been there and done that. Experience is a good teacher.
I'll take all the advice.
I'm quite sure no mom is going to tell you that your mom that loves you is not, you know your mom loves you. She's not going to tell you nothing wrong.
And we want, you know, whatever relationship you guys are in, we want y'all to be successful in that relationship and want it to work. But believe me, when our antennas come out about it, it's real.
It's coming out. Hey, ooh, they stick out, too.
So say first night or the second night, I bring someone to meet you, to meet my mom. You know what I'm saying? I don't know something. Should we accept and take the first thing y'all gave us? Like the first day, the first impression. Should we believe that as a man? Like, okay, mom said, I don't know, I can deal with you. From the jump.
Well, we probably keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, you got
to.
Yeah.
You got to let you experience it. But we could tell what she about.
Sometimes you meet people the first time and you like,
and it's a whole vibe. We feel it. I see it. You ain't even got to say. You can keep it inside. That's what you thought. But I seen it.
Open on the no thank you. I'm still up there.
For real.
So check this out, people. Check this out, people. We are kind of, you know, coming in on our time here at Everything Arrogance. Please shout out to Hot 702.5 for holding us down, giving us this platform to talk our SHIT. I will, because our mothers are sitting here right next to us.
Yeah.
But we appreciate y'all for listening, tuning in every week. We have to celebrate our mothers this week because that's what we do. I love my mama. All my mama. I got like four mamas, honestly.
For real.
I got like four of them. I love them to death. We were supposed to tap in with a few other mothers, but, you know, just kind of got caught up with this situation, though. But we will have another one. So thank y'all for listening. I hope y'all took y'all notes and recorded some of this info y'all got from our mothers, please. So before we get up out of here, I'm going to have both of our mothers give a good word of wisdom real quick and, you know, give their send-off. Miss Yolanda?
I'm going to say keep a peaceful piece of frame of mind. You know, you can't, once you lose it, you can't get it back. Think about your decisions and your choices, you know, because once you make them, it is what it is. So with that all being said, love y'all to the single moms out here. You know, y'all do y'all thing. Respect your kids. Respect yourself, you know, and just be the best you can be.
And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And I am, like I say, truly proud of all you young men. All these guys that Evan hang out with.
Can I say my real name?
Jeremy, Jamal, X. I love all you guys. And I'm just so proud to be y'all's mom, too.
Jamal, bro. Don't get your send off, brother. I know Jamal was here, you know, I know you hear the little homie in the background, but you know, a real father's take care of responsibility. So,
I know. That makes me happy too. So I love Lolo, to see daddies take care of their kids.
Your send off, Lolo.
I appreciate y'all for tuning in to Everything Arrogance Radio on this fine Thursday evening. Everybody have a blessed day, blessed every day. Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful women out there. And, you know, if y'all need some insurance, y'all know where to find
me. Steve, y'all's little send off.
Hello?
Yep, Steve, you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody. Thank you, Miss Yolanda, Miss Shandell. Thank y'all for giving us the abilities to stay strong and be confident and give everybody a run for their money. That's men and women. You know what I'm saying? We making it hard for other men to come behind us. And that's by teaching other women what y'all instilled in us. And that's respect and responsibility. And sometimes you got to take them chances. You got to be, what you say, to be a good mom, you got to do what?
Sacrifice.
Yeah, that's all it takes. And they sacrifice for us. So now we got the opportunity and a great big plan field because of y'all. So thank y'all for that. Love y'all. I love you, mama. I know you probably listening. I don't know where you at.
Hey, what would your mama say before we go? What would mom do say before we go?
Hang my goddamn phone up.
Hey, shout out. You get off my goddamn couch. Shout out to all the beautiful mothers out there. We appreciate our mothers for tuning in and tapping in with us. Shout out to Hot 702.5. Follow us on Everything Arrogance on IG and at Anchor, the Anchor app. Please tap in and tune in with us, man. We appreciate y'all. God bless y'all. Thank you again, our beautiful queen mothers.
Thank everybody y'all.
Tap in. Stay tuned. Tap in. We got some more fire for y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much. We out. All right, Steez.
All your attention. You want the pizza?
She didn't hear you eat pizza?
Hell? Oh, yeah, he ate it, but he ain't supposed to eat it. I don't give no pizza. That dog cost me $1,800. He got sick.